Hello, hello. This is Mistress Daphne, and I wanted to talk for a moment about learning to walk in heels. It takes some practice, girls, and you know, I know that shoes are really expensive, but to learn how to walk in shoes, you don't need really expensive shoes. You can go to Walmart, to Target, to any of the small shoe places that are really inexpensive, and get yourself some cheapo shoes so that when you're gradually going up, and that's what I'll talk about, is that you start with chunky low heels and then you work your way up to wonderful stilettos. Just get some cheap ones if you can, if you're able to. If you're not going to be able to get anything but one pair, get chunky heels that are a little taller, because learning to walk in heels can be challenging, and I don't want you to fall. I don't want you to hurt yourself, and it really does take a lot of practice. A lot of us girls have been playing with heels since we were little, so you're making up for lost time, and it's okay. Take your time. But start with the low, chunky heels and then practice. And as you walk, you're going to do heel first, then toe. Do not walk toe, heel, toe, heel. That seems to be the tendency for most people to do. But even when you get in those sky-high stilettos, you're going to go heel, toe, heel, toe. So as you practice, and you can practice even without shoes on, to do this, and you're going to walk with your feet normally apart, just like you usually do. Or when you get more advanced, you can put one foot in front of the other, like you're walking on a straight line. And that is sexy to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And so once you get done with the chunky lows, you're going to move to the chunky higher. And then what you're going to do, oh, and I want you to know too, that when you have ankle straps, and as you get higher in the shoes, when you get ankle straps, that actually helps to stabilize your foot as well. So know that the higher the heel that you go and the thinner the heel that you go, if you find you still need stability with walking, go ahead and make sure to get the ones with the ankle ties or ankle straps. And when you tie them, if there's wrap around and you have to tie them, always tie the bow in the back. That's where the bow goes, in the back, so that's really sexy back there. And so then you start getting thinner heels, but try and get medium height heels, and always get them when you're in the medium height. And even when you get higher, try for rounded toes first. Pointy toes are really advanced. They flip and kill your feet, even after a short time. So just know that that's normal. How Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City does it is beyond me. That girl can run in heels, and that's just amazing that she can run in those heels. But we girls, normal girls, cannot really run down New York City streets in high heels that are 6 inches tall. But you can walk in them. And so get the rounded toes first if you can. And then after that, when you are really advanced, go ahead and get the pointy toes. Really high, wonderful shoes with big heels, skinny heels, but very tall with pointy toes. And girl, you will be looking fine. Let me know how it goes. I want to hear how your walking goes, how you learn to walk in heels. Give me a call and let's talk about high heels, or email me at Daphne@EnchantrixEmpire.com. Have a beautiful day.